about Dallas and make it hurt.
Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners worldwide learn American English. Hi, I'm Maestro Circe, and I'm happy to share this podcast with you. I have been teaching English to English learners in Southern California, United States of America, for over 30 years. I have published a variety of educational books for English learners on Amazon. I offer Zoom webinars, conversation practice, online courses, and online English learning resources. With your investment of time, positivity, hard work, and determination, you too can become more fluent in American English. This podcast will help you improve your American English comprehension and communication skills. Welcome aboard. Welcome to episode 13 of the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. Our 13th podcast episode focuses on improving American English listening and comprehension skills. Today, we will share information about careers in the United States of America, in particular, civil engineers. We will also share an article, Salary and Job Outlook for Civil Engineers in the United States of America. Today's lesson is compliments of our USA Careers Club website at www.usacareers.club. Are you ready to begin? Okay, let's get started.
English learners, would you like to learn about different careers and jobs in the United States of America? We have a great educational website for you, www.usacareers.club. Learn about over 100 American careers, work environments, salaries, and job outlooks. Please visit www.usacareers.club.
Welcome to Careers and Jobs in the USA, number 1, Civil Engineers. Learn about careers and jobs in the United States of America and improve your American English with Maestro Circe. What do civil engineers do? Civil engineers conceive, design, build, supervise, operate, construct, and maintain infrastructure projects and systems in the public and private sector, including roads, buildings, airports, tunnels, dams, bridges, and systems for water supply and sewage treatment. Many civil engineers work in planning, design, construction, research, and education. Civil engineers, specialization areas. Construction engineers manage construction projects, ensuring that they are scheduled and built in accordance with plans and specifications. These engineers typically are responsible for the design and safety of temporary structures used during construction. They may also oversee budgetary, time management, and communications aspects of a project. geotechnical engineers work to make sure that foundations for built objects, ranging from streets and buildings to runways and dams, are solid. They focus on how structures built by civil engineers, such as buildings and tunnels, interact with the earth, including soil and rock. In addition, they design and plan for slopes, retaining walls, and tunnels. Structural engineers design and assess major projects, such as buildings, bridges, or dams, to ensure their strength and durability. And transportation engineers plan, design, operate, and maintain everyday systems, such as streets and highways. But they also plan larger projects, such as airports, ship ports, mass transit systems, and harbors. Civil engineers, work environment and work schedules. Civil engineers work in a variety of locations and conditions. When working on designs, civil engineers may spend most of their time indoors in offices. However, construction engineers may spend much of their time outdoors at construction sites, monitoring operations, or solving on-site problems. Some jobs may require frequent relocation to different areas and offices in job site trailers. Civil engineers who function as project managers may work from cars or trucks as they move from site to site. Many civil engineers work for government agencies in government office buildings or facilities. Occasionally, civil engineers travel abroad to work on large engineering projects in other countries. Work schedules. Civil engineers typically work full-time, and some work more than 40 hours per week. Engineers who direct projects may need to work extra hours to monitor progress on the projects, to ensure that designs meet requirements, and to guarantee that deadlines are met. Civil engineers, how to become one, part one. Civil engineers need a bachelor's degree in civil engineering, in one of its specialties, or in civil engineering technology. They typically need a graduate degree and licensure for promotion to senior positions. Although licensure requirements vary by state, civil engineers usually must be licensed if they provide services directly to the public. Civil engineers, how to become one, part two. Important qualities. Decision-making skills. Civil engineers often balance multiple and frequently conflicting objectives, such as determining the feasibility of plans with regard to financial costs and safety concerns. Urban and regional planners are often looked to civil engineers for advice on these issues. Civil engineers must be able to make good decisions based on best practices, their own technical knowledge, and their own experience. Leadership skills. Civil engineers take ultimate responsibility for the projects that they manage or research that they perform. Therefore, they must be able to lead planners, surveyors, construction managers, civil engineering technicians, civil engineering technologists, and others in implementing their project plan. Math skills. Civil engineers use the principles of calculus, trigonometry, and other advanced topics in mathematics for analysis, design, and troubleshooting in their work. Organizational skills. Only licensed civil engineers can sign the design documents for infrastructure projects. This requirement makes it imperative that civil engineers be able to monitor and evaluate the work at the job site as a project progresses. That way, they can ensure compliance with the design documents. Civil engineers also often manage several projects at the same time and thus must be able to balance time needs and to effectively allocate resources. Problem-solving skills. Civil engineers work at the highest level of the planning, design, construction, and operation of multifaceted projects or research. The many variables involved require that they possess the ability to identify and evaluate complex problems. They must be able to then use their skill and training to develop cost-effective, safe, and efficient solutions. Speaking skills. Civil engineers must present reports and plans to audiences of people with a wide range of backgrounds and technical knowledge. This requires the ability to speak clearly and to converse with people in various settings and to translate engineering and scientific information into easy-to-understand concepts. Writing skills. Civil engineers must be able to communicate with others, such as architects, landscape architects, urban and regional planners. They also must be able to explain projects to elected officials and citizens. Civil engineers must be able to write reports that are clear, concise, and understandable to those with little or no technical or scientific background. Civil engineers, licenses, certifications, and registrations. Licensure is not required for entry-level positions as a civil engineer. A professional engineering PE license, which allows for higher levels of leadership and independence, can be acquired later in one's career. Licensed engineers are called professional engineers, PEs. A PE can oversee the work of other engineers, approve design plans, sign off on projects, and provide services directly to the public. State licensure generally requires a degree from an ABET-accredited engineering program, a passing score on the Fundamentals of Engineering (FE) exam, relevant work experience, typically at least 4 years working under a licensed engineer, a passing score on the Professional Engineering (PE) exam. The initial FE exam can be taken after earning a bachelor's degree. Engineers who pass this exam commonly are called engineers in training, EITs, or engineer interns, EIs. After meeting work experience requirements, EITs and EIs can take the second exam called the Principles and Practice of Engineering. Each state issues its own licenses. Most states recognize licensure from other states, as long as the licensing state's requirements meet or exceed their own licensure requirements. Several states require continuing education for engineers to keep their licenses. The American Society of Civil Engineers offers certifications in coastal engineering, geotechnical engineering, ports engineering, water resources engineering, and other fields. Additionally, civil engineers can become certified in building security and in sustainability. Civil engineers pay. The median annual wage for civil engineers was $88,570 in May 2020. The median wage is the wage at which half the workers in an occupation earned more than that amount and half earned less. The lowest 10% earned less than $56,160, and the highest 10% earned more than $144,810 per year. Civil engineers typically work full-time, and some work more than 40 hours per week. Engineers who direct projects may need to work extra hours in order to monitor progress on projects, to ensure that designs meet requirements, and to guarantee that deadlines are met. Civil engineers' job outlook. Employment of civil engineers is projected to grow 2% from 2019 to 2029, slower than the average for all occupations. As current U.S. infrastructure experiences growing obsolescence, civil engineers will be needed to manage projects to rebuild, repair, and upgrade bridges, roads, levees, dams, airports, buildings, and other structures. A growing population likely means that new water systems will be required, while at the same time aging existing water systems must be maintained to reduce or eliminate leaks. In addition, more waste treatment plants will be needed to help clean the nation's waterways. Civil engineers will continue to play a key part in all of this work. The work of civil engineers will be needed for renewable energy projects. Thus, as these new projects gain approval, civil engineers will be further involved in overseeing the construction of structures such as wind farms and solar arrays. Although state and local governments continue to face financial challenges and may have difficulty funding all projects, some delayed projects will be completed to build and maintain critical infrastructure, as well as to protect the public and the environment. Civil engineers summary. 2020 median pay, $88,570 per year or $42.58 per hour. Typical entry-level education is a bachelor's degree. Work experience in a related occupation, none. On-the-job training, none. Number of jobs available in 2019, 329,200. Job outlook, 2019 to 2029, 2%, which is slower than average. And employment change between 2019 and 2029 is 5,500. Citation, Bureau of Labor Statistics, U.S. Department of Labor, Occupational Outlook Handbook, Civil Engineers. Visited April 14th, 2021. Thank you for watching this video, and I strongly suggest that you do further research on civil engineers online and by visiting the website listed above.
Article, Salary and Job Outlook for Civil Engineers in the United States of America. Civil engineering is a highly coveted profession that has been around for centuries. It is a field that involves the design, construction, and maintenance of various infrastructure projects such as roads, bridges, buildings, and water supply systems. As the United States population continues to grow, the demand for civil engineers is also expected to increase. However, before deciding to pursue a career in civil engineering, it is essential to understand the salary and job outlook for this profession in the United States. This blog post will explore the salary and job outlook for civil engineers in the United States. We will discuss the average salaries for entry-level, mid-level, and senior-level civil engineers and the factors that affect salary levels, such as location, experience, and industry. Additionally, we will delve into the job outlook for civil engineers in the United States, including the projected growth rate for the profession and the industries with the most demand for civil engineers. 1. Steady job growth for civil engineers. Civil engineering is a highly respected profession that plays a critical role in developing and maintaining our built environment. As such, it offers various career opportunities for individuals with the necessary skills and qualifications. In recent years, the job outlook for civil engineers in the United States of America has been positive due to steady job growth. According to recent data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, employment of civil engineers is projected to grow 2% from 2019 to 2029, which is about as fast as the average for all occupations. This job growth is fueled by the need to repair, upgrade, and maintain America's infrastructure, such as roads, bridges, and water supply systems. Furthermore, civil engineers are also needed to address growing concerns related to climate change and sustainability, which require innovative solutions and new technologies. Overall, the outlook for civil engineers is promising, and individuals with relevant skills and experience can expect to find rewarding career opportunities in the coming years. 2. High demand for infrastructure development. Civil engineers are in high demand in the United States due to the rapid growth in infrastructure development in recent years. With the increasing population, there is a greater need for new and improved transportation systems, buildings, and water supply systems. This has led to a surge in construction projects nationwide, creating a significant demand for civil engineers. As a result, the job outlook for civil engineers is very positive, with a projected growth rate of 2% from 2019 to 2029, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Civil engineers can expect employment opportunities in various sectors, including government, construction, and consulting. The high demand for infrastructure development is expected to continue in the foreseeable future, making civil engineering an attractive and lucrative career option for those interested in positively impacting their communities. 3. Competitive salaries for experienced professionals. Regarding job compensation, civil engineering is a field that continues to offer competitive salaries for experienced professionals. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS, The median annual salary for civil engineers in the United States of America is $87,060 as of May 2020. However, for those with more experience and in higher positions, such as senior civil engineers or managers, the salary can reach up to $144,560 or more per year. The salary range is also affected by geographic location, industry, and specific job responsibilities. With the growing demand for civil engineering professionals in various sectors, job opportunities and salary offers are expected to continue to be competitive in the coming years. 4. Advanced degrees lead to higher pay. According to the latest research conducted by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, obtaining an advanced degree in civil engineering can lead to a higher salary in the United States of America. The research shows that civil engineers with a master's degree earn, on average, 20% more than those with a bachelor's degree alone. Additionally, civil engineers who pursue doctoral degrees can earn even higher salaries. This highlights the importance of investing in higher education for those looking to advance their career and increase their earning potential in civil engineering. However, it is essential to note that work experience, location, and industry specialization can also impact civil engineers' salaries and job outlook. 5. Geographic location affects earning potential. When assessing the salary and job outlook for civil engineers in the United States of America, it is essential to consider the impact of geographic location. The earning potential of civil engineers can vary significantly based on the state or region in which they work. For example, civil engineers working in states with a higher cost of living, such as California, New York, and Massachusetts, tend to earn higher salaries than those working in lower cost states, such as Alabama, Mississippi, or South Dakota. Additionally, the demand for civil engineers varies across different regions, with areas experiencing rapid population growth and infrastructure development offering more excellent job opportunities. Therefore, civil engineers looking to maximize their earning potential and career growth should consider the location and job market conditions when making career decisions. In conclusion, civil engineering is a vital and highly valued profession in the United States. With a positive job outlook and competitive salaries, it's clear that this field remains attractive for those interested in the industry. As the population grows and infrastructure continues to age, the need for skilled civil engineers will continue to increase, creating a bright future for those pursuing this career path. With the proper education and experience, civil engineers can expect a fulfilling and rewarding career for many years.
English learners, did you know that Maestro Circia offers a monthly membership for building listening comprehension and communication skills in American English? The Silver Monthly Membership helps American English learners improve their English comprehension, conversation skills, and pronunciation. It includes 3 to 4 one-hour audio-video webinars via Zoom with Maestro Circe each month. Participants also can request and receive Zoom recordings for the webinars they missed or participated in for further practice. To learn more about the upcoming webinars we offer via Zoom, please visit our website, American English Webinars, at www.englishwebinars.com. Have you visited our website, www.booksforesl.com, yet? Books for ESL is a website where English learners worldwide improve their American English skills via helpful books, articles, and resources in the English language. At Books for ESL, we are passionate about supporting English learners in their journey to master the English language. We understand the challenges and frustrations of learning a new language, so we have carefully curated a collection of books and articles specifically designed to facilitate effective English learning. As former ESL students, we have experienced firsthand the transformative power of literature in mastering a foreign language. Diving into captivating stories, engaging exercises, and practical guides allowed us to develop our vocabulary, grammar skills, and overall fluency. Thus, our mission is to provide English learners with accessible and valuable resources that will enhance their linguistic abilities and ignite their love for reading. Created by an American English teacher based in California, USA, this educational website is geared towards English learners who are serious about learning and improving their English skills. Here you will access various helpful articles for learning English, ebooks, and physical books for increasing English skills and fluency. Visit www.booksforesl.com today.
My dad's making it hurt.
Thank you for being part of this week's podcast with Maestro Circe, where English learners worldwide learn American English. I will return with another educational podcast for American English learners in 3 or 4 days. Until then, feel free to visit my official website at www.maestrocirce.com. That's www.maestrocirce.com. Thank you.